This is the Afternoon Magazine with your guest host, David Teal. My guests in the studio during this segment are Tracy McCabe, production chair for the Champaign-Urbana Ballet and producer of their upcoming performances of The Nutcracker, as well as Sean Murphy, who is the lighting production designer for that production. It is produced in cooperation with the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts and the Sinfonia de Camera. Will take place at 7:30 p.m. on December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, with 2 p.m. matinee performances on December 4th and 5th in the Tryon Festival Theater at the Krannert Center. And Mr. McCabe and Mr. Murphy, thank you for coming in today and joining us.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you, David.
You know, many people may not be aware that there's a ballet company here in Champaign-Urbana. So how long ago was it formed and how did it come about?
Just over 5 years ago, some community members, along with our current artistic director, Deanna Doty, recognized that there was a need for local youth who are talented in dance and who are getting dance training to have an opportunity to display that talent and to grow. Only the way that productions and discipline of being in a ballet company would allow them to. So they started out very small, built the company over the course of the last 5 years. This is our third year doing full-length Nutcracker. The size of the company and its audiences have grown exponentially every year. So really it's a function of the community seeing this as a really good thing for local youth and for families who want to give some cultural entertainment and training to their kids.
From where in the area do you draw your membership? What organizations or just is it people off the street and come in? Or?
Well, certainly dance studios offer us the most supply of dancers. We also take local actors into our productions. Much of a ballet is actually pantomime and acting in addition to the dancing itself. Most of our dancers are from Champaign Ballet Academy, although we take students from the Champaign Park District, from other dance studios locally. We also, because of our reputation and the excellence of our training, we have dancers coming all the way from Bloomington Normal and Rockford to dance with us.
What age range are the participants typically?
In our ballet company, a dancer would need to be 13 years old. We have dancers up to, I think, 24 years old also in the company. We have apprentice positions for those who are younger. And I know that sounds very young, but for a ballet dancer, somewhere between the ages of 16 and 22 are their peak years. So it's important to get that training early. We also have a lot of, as I said, actors involved with the production and some very young children that we bring in for the Nutcracker specifically to do some of the children's parts. So we actually have people on stage as young as 5 years old and probably as old as 60.
What do you feel is the mission of the ballet? What is what's your goal as an organization?
Without question, it is to provide cultural enrichment in the art of dance for the community, and that is in the form of training, pre-professional training for dancers, but also in performing outreach for the community, those who are not as familiar with this particular art form as we would like them to be or as historically they might have been, making sure they get that education through outreach.
Mr. Murphy, you said you've done this for a few years, the Nutcracker for a few years. What's new with this year's production?
Well, we've got some new scenery this year. We've had kind of an evolution of our scenery. When I got involved with the production 3 years ago, at the same time, we had a new scenic designer named Andy Warfel who came on board. And the two of us have worked together to, you know, increase the production values of the Nutcracker over the last couple of years. This year, we've added a large plexiglass drop that hangs in back of the dancers and reflects their movements. It's almost a giant beaded curtain, if you will. It's our new addition for the year. We're all very excited to see what it looks like on stage. It's got kind of a mod feel to it. So this is not your father's Nutcracker.
Now, you have done some professional productions for the Joffrey Ballet in New York. How does this compare to that?
Well, the Joffrey used a very traditional almost Currier and Ives feel to the production, you know, big dresses and lots of scenery, and there were staircases that rolled around, and there were hordes of children. We did it in several different cities, and in each city they did auditions, and they got 25 children from the local community, and they dressed them up as Christmas trees. So you couldn't even tell, you know, they were just little, like Christmas trees with feet on them. And they choreographed them into the thing. So it was a great big, you know, costume extravaganza. We're a little more streamlined than that. We've got kind of a, you know, a cleaner, more crisp look.
Now, this is, I gather it's different from some performances in that the music is live. Is that some, I guess there's some ballets where it's taped music?
Many ballets that would be presented, especially on tour, might be performed with taped music. We entered into this production of The Nutcracker as a partnership with Sinfonia da Camera under the baton of Maestro Ian Hobson. And together we decided that we really needed this live music experience for our audience. So we don't perform with taped music for this particular production because of the value that the orchestra brings, the experience. It's also an important part of our outreach. We have a program where we bring underprivileged kids to our production, and it's so important for us and for them to really see a ballet as it should be presented, which is with beautiful live music, dancers in elegant costumes doing really incredibly technically difficult work that makes it look beautiful.
For those who may be unfamiliar with The Nutcracker, just give us a quick summary of the story, and what are the highlights? What should people look for?
I think in our production, it's important that people look for all of the disguised messages that we've hidden throughout. It may seem like a very simple story of a girl who is presented with some gifts from her mysterious godfather on Christmas Eve, and who proceeds to have a dream in which mice and soldiers come alive and fight a battle, and then she's carried off to the land of snow and sweets by her Nutcracker prince. But what we've added to the story are a lot of subtleties, and it's important for audience members as they're watching this ballet, especially the first scene of the ballet, to look for all of those little clues that are hidden as to what may happen later in the ballet. We also put some interesting twists. Our artistic director, Deanna Doty, is a traditionalist in terms of the technique of the dance that is used. We use the Vaganova style. But when it comes to the story and how she presents her dancers and how she dresses them, and she likes to do things very uniquely, very differently, and really catch the audience's attention. So I won't give away too many of the secrets, but as you watch that first scene in particular, it foreshadows everything that will happen from that point on.
Who are some of the performers who are involved in this? And I gather there are people. Well, are they all local? Or
No. In fact, we have the role of Cavalier being danced by Vladimir Lut. He is a Bolshoi trained dancer from Moscow and originally from the Ukraine. He is in the United States and is a guest artist for us, dancing that lead role. He's partnered by Devin Tuscher, who formerly lived in Champaign-Urbana for about 8 years. 2 years ago, moved out east and has been accepted into the American Ballet Theater School of Dance in New York City, where she will begin her training in January. She is soon to become a star. We have a lot of local talent, as I said before. In the role of Clara, the lead role is Dasha Kuzminova, and her Nutcracker Prince is played by Emery Demmer-Ralp, who is new to our ballet company, and the two of them are just beautiful together.
And how do you mesh those performers together, coming from maybe from different styles and different backgrounds?
You know, the consistent aspect of ballet is that it's a universal language, and you can bring people who don't even speak the same tongue necessarily together and shoot off choreography to them, and they are trained to be able to take what the choreographer is giving them, interpret that, and execute on it. So really, it's a physical activity, and because people are well-trained and they have a passion for what they're doing, they bring all of those things through to the table. And, you know, I would liken it to going out and dancing and asking someone else to dance, and they're a fantastic dancer and you have the time of your life. When you're ready for it and the timing and preparation are in place, it can be a great thing to watch and to do.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. McCabe and Mr. Murphy, for joining us today. My guests during this portion of the program were Tracy McCabe, who is the producer of the upcoming performance of The Nutcracker, and Sean Murphy, the lighting production designer for that program. This show will be produced in cooperation with the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts and Sinfonia da Camera. It will take place at 7:30 p.m. on December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, with 2 p.m. matinee performances on December 4th and 5th. All shows will take place in the Tryon Festival Theater at the Krannert Center. For ticket information, call 333-6280, and you can find more about the CU Ballet on the web at www.cuballet.com. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.